Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. Looking forward to our dialogue and discussion on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number that you can dial is 831-0917. A telephone call, 831-0917, gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue at hand. Today we're going to be talking about lawlessness. Lawlessness. Perhaps you have observed that lawlessness seems to be the law of the land, if we can use that oxymoron in that fashion. Lawlessness today across our nation, where there seems to be no control. The riots out of control. Police departments are being called upon to stand down. The police departments are being defunded. And we are having lawlessness across America today. We're finding that the end of an era that we once knew of as America is now coming to a rapid close as a result of this lawlessness. Is that mentioned in the Bible? Does the Bible say anything about lawlessness in the last days? Is that part of the signs, some of the signs of the last days? Yes, it is. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Let me remind you, first of all, as we deal with issues, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is God's truth book for us. It should be the book that we go to for solutions and resolutions and answers to the issues and problems and difficulties we're faced with in life. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then he further elaborates on that truth factor, as I call it. In John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God is the truth book. It is a source for truth. But as we get into further and further into the latter days, we find that truth is not respected, truth is not sought after, and truth is not what one would have you to stand and say. It is the word, truth is antithetical to what is taking place in society today, generally speaking. This is the reason it's so poignant in the statement that George Orwell said a number of years ago: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that taking place on an escalating, increasing basis in our nation today and even around the globe. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And may I challenge you to do that today. Make that as your mantra. Make that as your motto. Make that as your mindset and mandate for life, that you're going to simply seek the truth. By the way, you can't find truth on CNN, the Communist Network News. You can't find truth on the MSNBC news channel. It is rare anymore to find truth even on Fox News. But may I recommend to you that we seek the truth. And the source book for truth is the Word of God. But in the society in which we're living, where we're finding America being torn apart at the seams, in the very foundation of our society, the warp and woof, that's the old term meaning the fabric, the very fabric of society is being undermined and absolutely eviscerated in America today. So may I recommend that we turn to the Word of God. May I recommend that be the source book for life and living. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment like Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation systems as well as your power equipment for lawn care for homeowners as well as the professional. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right where the gigantic U.S. flag flies. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an important subject. It might sound elementary to many listeners to say we're talking about lawlessness. And I think from a standpoint of simply opening your eyes and seeing, we see that taking place in America today. But ladies and gentlemen, as we watch the growing riots, the vandalism, the attacks on police, and the takeover of our streets by Antifa and the Black Lives Matter socialist Marxist organization, we can summarize it into simply one word, lawlessness, lawlessness. And now, ladies and gentlemen, most of us are familiar with many of the statements in the scripture about the last days. For many shall come in my name, say, am I in Christ, and to deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And these, all these are the beginning of sorrows. That's in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8 that I just read. But ladies and gentlemen, many times we leave it off at that. Many times we don't go further as to the reading of the Word of God and discover that what we're faced with in America today and around the globe is also that which points to the last of the last days before the rapture of the church and the days of tribulation set in. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in the 12th verse of the 24th chapter of Matthew, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What does it mean, ladies and gentlemen, when it says iniquity? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The word iniquity comes from the root Greek word meaning twisted sin, perverseness, lawlessness. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The Antichrist is referred to as the lawless one. When he comes on the scene after the rapture of the church takes place and the Antichrist steps on the scene, he is referred to as the lawless one. He's called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. He's referred to as the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil, and Satan, the Antichrist himself. But ladies and gentlemen, Satan's Superman, the Antichrist, is referred to as the lawless one. And we see in the prophetic text in Matthew 24, it telling us that in the last days, we will see lawlessness, lawlessness. It is twisted sin. Today, that's exactly what we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, lawlessness. We see this in the defiance of law enforcement. We see the thugs in the streets, Black Lives Matter thugs. By the way, during the course of this broadcast, we're going to talk about the fact that Black Lives Matter is an absolute deception. It's a lie. It is a pretense to be able to carry out cultural Marxism and the socialist Marxist agenda to tear down and destroy America, American culture, to undermine and destroy law enforcement in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching lawlessness when these thugs in the streets vandalize and riot, carry out theft and murder, and open rebellion, ladies and gentlemen. It's nothing but lawlessness. Lawlessness when we see the mobs in the streets. Have you watched some of the sky cams or the drone cameras with some of these where there are thousands literally mobbing the streets, the expressways, the highways, the streets, the intersections that prevent commerce and business to continue. Can you imagine if you owned a business in some of those districts where you have the total lawlessness, where the thugs and the mobs are simply mobbing and blocking the highways and the business corridors, blocking traffic, spitting on police officers, running over law enforcement officers, looting, refusing to obey police orders to cease and desist or stop. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched it being televised in the recent weeks of several law enforcement incidents where lives were taken as a result of thuggery, refusal to follow the directive of law enforcement, or to refuse to be handcuffed when attempted to put you under control and under arrest. Ladies and gentlemen, that's lawlessness. Some have heard this, and perhaps you have. When I was growing up as a lad, it was understood in our home, it was understood generally in society of that day. If a police officer stopped you, you put on brakes, you stop. If a police officer says something, you say, "Yes, sir." Police officer asks you a question, you respond. It was called the law of the land. Today we're watching lawlessness as though there are no holds barred. When you see the thuggery taking place and the lawlessness, understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a nation in rebellion against God. That's what it is. God sets up government. God sets up law and order. God has given us government to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. And yet we're finding the reverse today, where it seems that evil is being protected and good is being prosecuted, persecuted. By the way, just as a little footnote, there's still thousands of churches that are closed today because of COVID-19, but where churches cannot open because, you know, COVID-19 resides only in churches. Because if it's out in the mobs and the thuggery on the streets, there's no such thing as social distancing, no such thing as masks being required, no such thing as COVID-19 being a problem. And the same law enforcement, i.e. a political leadership that says that you can't open a church, are the same ones say that it is okay to have the mobs and the thuggery in the streets, even to taking over a block after block after block in Seattle, Washington, of which we'll talk about in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about lawlessness. Lawlessness. It brings to mind a text in 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. For rebellion is the sin as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness, that is arrogance, pride, resistance, is as iniquity. Again, we find that word, lawlessness, and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the Lord, word of the Lord. And in the context, it was talking where Samuel, the prophet, was confronting David with what was taking place in relationship to his lawlessness, and the kingdom was taken away from him as a result of that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about thuggery today. We're talking about rebellion today. And rebellion and thuggery simply is as the sin of witchcraft, and it's arrogance and pride, and it is nothing but lawlessness. Hear me and hear me well. We're watching the disintegration of society as a result of lawlessness, and that is the goal, that's the agenda of Satan and a demonic force in society today, to tear down the family, destroy faith, and destroy the freedom of our nation as a capitalistic republic that we are known as the United States of America. That's what we see operative today, is the tearing down, the destruction, the removal of the very foundation that's built America as the great nation that we know it today. It is simply, ladies and gentlemen, a nation that rejected God, rejected God's word, and therefore we have lawlessness today. It's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, to defy God, to defy God's word, to absolutely refuse and to diss God and God's word and a societal system and expect to find anything else other than total lawlessness. Lawlessness, a position that says, I am my own law. I make my own decisions. And that's what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen, across America, in the breaking down of the laws of the land and the destruction of our nation It is no respect for God, rejecting God's word. We have lawlessness as a result of it. Today, as we witness the last days, we're seeing the increase, exponential increase of lawlessness. Now, understand, and perhaps you're asking the question, if this is taking place, and it is, if lawlessness today rules the land, why is it that we're not seeing mayors and governors, the same mayors, the same governors that want to tell us, want to tell we Christians that we must not go to church, wanted to lock the doors of the churches, wanted to write tickets for anybody parked on the parking lot for parking lot services rather than in the services, and handcuff a preacher, put him in jail for having services. These same mayors, these same governors are openly authorizing, accepting, and encouraging the lawlessness in the streets today that's taking over our cities and our states and our nation. We're watching what you and I would have believed would have been impossible 6 months ago or a year ago, to think that these blue state governors and mayors and city councils would do what they're doing. Would have been an impossibility for us to believe that that would be possible in the United States of America. But we're watching it. The fans are being flamed to be carried out. Black Lives Matter happens to be the catalyst by which it's done. Antifa, in some of the cases, by the way, in case you're wondering what's the difference between Black Lives Matter and Antifa, zip zero, nada, nothing. Both of them are socialist, Marxist, anarchists to overthrow America and our constitutional system. The Antifa happens to be the open-minded, mush-brain, white millennials, whereas the Black Lives Matter, made up primarily of black lives, that are socialist, Marxist, anarchists wanting to tear down and destroy America. By the way, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with black lives. If Black Lives Matter were concerned or interested in protecting black lives, they would be demonstrating in the streets in Chicago, where just a week ago some 30 people were killed on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If black lives really mattered, the socialist, Marxist, BLM organization would be picketing the murder stations called abortion centers and Planned Parenthood, because the overwhelming majority of those that are murdered by way of abortion are in the socially deprived communities, primarily in the black areas, taking black lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on, but I want you to understand that what we're seeing is thuggery, open thuggery, vandals, and mobsters in the streets of our cities in America, being approved by our city sheriffs and our city mayors and the governors across our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Lives Matter is a total socialist, Marxist, communist group that operates on the basis of fighting racism, is in fact out to destroy Americans' families and faith in the future of our nation and the constitutional republic for which America is developed and designed around. When we see mayors and governors and community leaders that ignore, literally ignore the lawlessness and advocate the defunding of police department, we're watching more and more lawlessness. Here's an article, and I'm sure you've heard of it if you watched any news, lest you have your head buried in the sand, you know some of these things. But I want to bring it together in a systematic form so that we understand what's happening in our nation today. And as a Christian, we ought to be gravely concerned, because, ladies and gentlemen, the very central figure that is to be dethroned and destroyed in socialism and Marxism is God, God's word, the church. If you don't believe that, look at North Korea. Look at Cuba. Look at China. Look at Venezuela. You don't see churches and Christians in general at all. And it's simply because the socialist, Marxist, communist system rejects anything that's called God, spirituality, or Christianity. Here's an article that says, Seattle zones new enforcers blocking police response to rapes and robberies and felons. Dateline June 12th. Reports from inside Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, by the way, I understand they've changed that now to Chops rather than Chaz, whatever twisted mind has come up with these terms. But anyway, reports from inside the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone near downtown Seattle belies the claim of Mayor Jenny Durkin that the seizure of sovereignty of the police station and six surrounding blocks of the city is merely, quote, a peaceful expression of our community's collective grief and their desire to build a better world. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing more, insane or grossly misplaced than that could be. This article further says, it's hard for me to overstate the anarchy that's on the streets in the neighborhood, in a neighborhood in the largest city in the Pacific Northwest. You have here a group of several hundred people who have laid siege to a territory and have claimed it as a separate political entity from the United States of America. Behind the images of dancing and having a good time is a boarded up police precinct. It was precinct 5, if I'm not mistaken. Boarded checkpoints, and in the absence of power, those who will take advantage of the situation to elevate themselves. And it talks about a 30-year-old rapper that has basically designated himself as the chief of that autonomous zone. Goes around with a loudspeaker in his hands, giving orders as to who can stop and who can go. And if there's a mistake by somebody, he's the first one that's there to chide and challenge and to correct them. You notice what I'm saying? They've said, we don't want law enforcement. We do not want police power. We do not want police departments. But they have one dictator in that community now, the autonomous zone, that he has become the self-appointed dictator to control everything that takes place in that six block area. We're the police of this community, he now says. Someone is heard telling the alleged vandal as he speaks, we are the leaders of this community now. And that's on a bullhorn coming from a Solomon Raz, R-A-Z, Simone. And Simone now is the 30-year-old former rapper that decides that he is the dictator under the guise of setting up a new autonomous zone, setting up something that the mayor calls a peaceful expression of community's collective grief and their desire to build a better world. What planet is she from? It's called Planet Democrat, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party that she's a part of. Further, the article says, Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best said Thursday that her officers had heard of armed people in the zone, that's the autonomous zone, demanding payment from business owners in exchange for protection. There's several businesses, ladies and gentlemen, in that six block area, and all of them now are have their lives in the hands of the little mobster dictator that's the 30-year-old former rapper, Solomon Raz Simone, that now says that he's the one. He carries a high-powered rifle on his shoulders, an AK-47, some believe, and he makes the announcements to control the people by megaphone. And he's the one that makes the statement as he yells out, someone heard him telling, we are the leaders of this community now. But the Seattle Police Department, ladies and gentlemen, understanding that that is the case, they are refusing to send officers in. This article says, Best, that is the police chief, told reporters her department's calls for services there had more than tripled, but the zone authorities won't allow police officers to even respond to that area. Ladies and gentlemen, I can see why. Can you imagine that if you take that as a little microcosm of what will happen nationally, a little microcosm of what the socialist, Marxist, communist, Black Lives Matter, gangsters, thugs are wanting to happen across America with no law enforcement? Can you imagine? Picture for a moment in your community, wherever you live. Picture for a moment if for the next 30 days law enforcement would not respond. Picture if you have no 911 that you could call, and rather than having police officers, they ask, would you like to have a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a counselor come visit with you? And there's no urgency. Or perhaps for the next 30 days, you cannot have any emergency vehicles of any type coming into your neighborhood. Where would we be in America? I said very recently, I believe a good test case would be if law enforcement across America, and this would be detrimental to all of us, but it would make the point. If law enforcement for the next 2 weeks or 1 week or 10 days would simply say, we're not going out any place. We're simply not going to respond to any call, emergency or otherwise. We're simply going to let you see what it's like without the blue line, the blue lives that protect us all in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, police less in Seattle. The article is an extensive article. I'm going to basically take the next several minutes to talk about this article and how germane it is for what we are talking about today. Policeless in Seattle. The article says, most people watching Seattle, where armed warlords have taken over whole city blocks, aren't looking at the city with envy. The rabid foxes are in the hen house. The Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley, warned, quote, these are not poor misguided youth exercising their First Amendment rights. These are thugs, criminals, violent criminals, intimidating innocent law-abiding citizens. This isn't America, she argued. What this is, she said bluntly, is some third world chaotic country crap where loons and drug addicts, deranged and soulless evil, rise up and mount an assault on law and order in society, end quote. Further, the article says, if this picture is a picture of a police-free living, Americans are telling pollsters, count us out. 8 in 10 people don't just want our law enforcement funded. Many want the funds increased. They've seen the pictures of gun-toting insurgents walling off autonomous parts of Seattle, lined with signs that say, quote, you're now leaving the USA, quote, they don't want to be the next town with police chief in front of the camera saying her team can't call 911. The call for rapes and robberies, because the mayor relented to the public pressure, boarded up the closest precinct, nor do they want to hear other city leaders, after losing control of their cities, insist this is just summer love block party instead of the hostile takeover. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the mayor of Seattle said that this was. She said that the thugs, she didn't call them that, the gangsters, and she didn't call them that, the socialist, Marxist, communist thugs, she didn't call them that. She said it was just a group that perhaps would have a summer love fest. She didn't want to call it a hostile takeover. She didn't want to recognize, does not today want to recognize it as thuggery that is setting the pace for lawlessness in America. And lawlessness is one of the key indicators, may I once again remind us, is one of the key indicators of the last days in which we're living. We're living in the day that there's nation against nation. There are wars and rumors of wars. There are those that are the thugs that are living lawless lives and trying to perpetrate that lawlessness on city after city and community after community. This article says, yet when the president steps in and warns Governor Jay Inslee in Washington, D.C. to get Seattle under control, what's the left's reaction? They say he's simply using his unusual racist self trying to shut down the lawful protesters. Ladies and gentlemen, when can we call thuggery and those that are taking control of 6 blocks in Seattle, when can we call that peaceful protest? When, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, if we get out on the street corner in front of an abortion center and we march and demonstrate and hold up signs, if we put 1 foot over the line, we're considered demonstrators and we ought to be arrested and picked up in squad cars and put in handcuffs. But you can go out and mob and control 6 blocks and they're called a love fest for the summer. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to have 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.